Okay, let's get ready for our study. We're going to look at the book of Revelation tonight. Last week we studied why and where it fits into the Bible. Now we're going to look at the book itself. So let's begin with the word of prayer. Every word in every book, divinely inspired for our edification. Pray, Father, your Spirit could open our eyes to things you'd have us to see and understand. Pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Now, last week we noted 5 points. Point one, why even study the book of Revelation? And we noted 3 reasons. It's part of the Word of God. The Word of God is for our edification. And there's a blessing, Revelation 1:3, in reading and knowing it. Roman numeral 2, where does it fit in the 66 books? We started with Job, books to Israel, the Gospels, the books to the church, and in Revelation. And then Roman numeral 3 is placed in the Old Testament, it's placed in the New Testament. Roman numeral 4, keys to understanding the book of Revelation, and God the Holy Spirit, conceal and reveal, and so we studied those kind of things. And then we looked at an introduction to the book. But now it's time to take a look at the book itself. The book of Revelation, Roman number 1 for tonight, the book of Revelation is about God. It's about God. One, how God controls all things. Two, how God alone is sufficient to be God. How there is no one like God. It is about the glory of God. It is about the faithfulness of God to His Word. It is about how God fulfills all prophecy throughout the Word of God. It is about how God keeps His Word. It's about God glorifying His own Son. The book of Revelation reveals why God alone is worthy to be God and we should trust Him. The book of Revelation is about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There's so many points here, I'll just give you some of them. Don't get caught up with the dragon and the beast. Don't get confused by all the symbols. Don't be distracted by identification of the Antichrist. Don't be preoccupied with judgments, and with Armageddon. The book of Revelation is about Jesus Christ. The second coming of Christ, Jesus Christ and God the Father, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ and the church, Jesus Christ and His bride, Jesus Christ and His people, Jesus Christ and Satan, Jesus Christ and angels, Jesus Christ and His creation, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lord God. That'll give you some idea. Now, understanding the book of Revelation, 3 major points. This is not mine. 1, the things you have seen. Revelation chapter 1. 2, the things which are. Revelation 2 and 3. And 3, the things which shall be. Chapter 4 through the end of the book. Chapter 4 through 22, 21. Now, I wrestled with 1 hour to look at Revelation to deal with what I'm going to deal with, and I decided, because of its importance, we're going to do it. And that is a chiastic structure observation. C-H-I-A-S-T-I-C. C-H-I-A-S-T-I-C. Chiastic structural observation. Now, when I was in seminary, they would talk about chiastic structure. I have several different professors. I never got a concrete answer on what chiastic structure was all about. I never got it clarified. So I had to just go into it and try to find, figure it out. So let me give you some ideas about chiastic. C-H-I-A-S-T-I-C. One, what you have to understand is what it is. It's an inverted parallelism of content. Inverted parallelism of content. Now, what I mean by inverted is you'll have point A, B, C, B, A. Now, one thing I can do for you here is to show you let's just take the whole Bible for an example. To me, the whole Bible, A, creation. Now, I cannot read my writing after I write something. So get it while I'm writing and saying what it is. Creation. Creation of the world, and then creation of the second world, creation of man, creation of all, everything. And then you go to B, sin. Then you go to C, Jesus Christ. Then you go to B, and under B, you have redemption. Now, I could support all of these, but I'm just giving you the broad outline. And then A, the final state. Creation, the final state. Sin, redemption. In the sinner, Jesus Christ. Now, from this simple thing, let me show you what we learn about understanding a chiastic structure before we look at Revelation. One, the center point is the most significant for emphasis. That's why you study a chiastic structure of something. The center point, if you got one, the center point is the most significant for emphasis. Two, you discern God's emphasis. In other words, if we're on the right track here, God's emphasis is Jesus Christ. Not creation, not sin, not redemption, Jesus Christ. So, you got to discern God's emphasis. Three is very important. Clarity of the text. Clarity of the text. I'll show you that as we come to Revelation. But just take this, the clarity of the Bible. Creation, final state, sin, redemption, Jesus Christ. And then four, correct some misunderstandings, which is very important in a chiastic structure. Before we look at the chiastic structure of Revelation, look at Revelation 3:7. Look at Revelation 3:7. Okay, in Revelation 3:7, look what we have recorded for us. Let me turn this so I can read the pet verse. All right, 3:7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut. So, if we're going to look at a chiastic structure of just verse 7, we've got A, He opens. He opens. And then, let's continue reading. He opens and no one will shut. So we go B, no one shuts. Then you got, continuing, who shuts. So now we got see, he shuts. And then you've got, after the he shuts, oh, actually this should be B, he shuts, and then you go back to A, and no one can open. No one can open. So you take a look at what we got here. Jesus Christ opens, no one can shut it. He shuts, no one can open. So it gives you a way of thinking your way through the structure of something you're dealing with. Now, let's take all that we just looked and apply it to the book of Revelation. So we've got A, introduction. Introduction, chapter 1. B, people on earth. People on earth, chapters 2 and 3. Then we come to C, visions. Visions, chapters 4 through 20. There's the heart of the book of Revelation, 4 through 20. Then you've got B, people on the earth, on the new earth. People on the new earth. And then A, you've got conclusion. Conclusion, chapters 22, 6 through 21. 22, 6 through 21. So, this gives you a handle, if you please, of understanding the book of Revelation and the way that God set it up. So, introduction, people on earth, visions, that'll be 4 through 20. That's where we're going to spend your time wanting to know what that's about. Then people on the new earth, and there's a debate on who these people are, and then conclusion. So this is what we're dealing with in a chiistic study or structure of the book of Revelation. Now, what we're going to do now is grasping the book of Revelation. Just grasping an understanding of it. How you can grasp it. Roman numeral 1, the things you have seen. A, first vision, glories of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. Actually, I shouldn't say A because correctly, you have A, you got to have a B to be correct. So I'll just put down under that. First vision, glories of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. Roman numeral 2, the things which are. Under that, the seven churches, chapters 2 and 3. Now, Roman numeral 3 is where we get into involved. The things which shall be. Now, this time we do have an A and a B. A, the end of human history. The end of human history. 1, subpart 1, activity in heaven. Chapters 4 and 5. What's that? I'm going to just tell you what those chapters are about. The sealed book. Who can open the sealed book? Who's qualified to open a sealed book? Now we come to point 2. Activity on earth. Chapters 6 through 20. Chapters 6 through 20. So point A, the tribulation. Chapter 6. Through chapter 19, verse 6. This is Daniel's 70th week. It's activity on earth, chapter 6 through 20. A, the tribulation, chapter 6 through chapter 19, verse 6. Daniel's 70th week. B, the second coming. Chapter 19, verses 6 through 21. The second coming. Chapter 19, verses 6 through 21. See, the millennium and last judgment. Chapter 20. Things you've seen, things which are, things which shall be. A, the end of human history. B, the eternal state. Chapters 20 through 22. Chapters 20 through 22. 1, the eternal Jerusalem. 2, the closing of the canon of Scripture. I'm sorry, Mormons. Joseph Smith did not find anything new. So you can forget all of that. Closing of the canon of Scripture, chapter 22, 6 through 21. And there you have a handle on the book of Revelation. Things you've seen, glories of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. Things which are the seven churches, chapters 2 and 3. 3, the things which shall be. A, the end of human history, the tribulation. And then B, the eternal state, the new eternal Jerusalem. Okay. Now, as far as that middle part, the visions, where a lot of people concentrate on, are seven seals, seven trumpets, seven plagues. Seven seals, seven trumpets, seven plagues. Don't get overwhelmed by it. Just keep them separated. It's like a house. Don't walk the house overwhelmed with all that you got to do. Just a, what do we do in this room? What do we need to do in this room? What do we need to do in this room? So let's look. We got seven seals. Seals sealing up. Seven trumpets. Seven plagues. Now, let's look at the seven seals. Seven seals. The first seal, by the way, remember chapters 4 and 5, who is qualified to open and break these seals? Jesus Christ. He's the Lamb of God. That's what you read in chapters 4 and 5. It's beautiful reading. Who's qualified? The Lamb of God. So you got the first seal, false prophets. Second seal, wars. Third seal, famine. Fourth seal, earthly pestilence. So you got false prophets, wars, famine, earthly pestilence. The fifth seal, tribulation, not the tribulation, but tribulation on earth. Sixth seal, heavenly signs. And the seventh seal introduces the seven trumpets. That's how simple this is. The seventh seal introduces the seven trumpets. So you got the seven trumpets now. Primarily chapters 8 and 9. You've got first trumpet, second trumpet. Now, under the second trumpet, you've got four winds. This kind of a broad outline kind of helps you. You don't get, well, where's that? No, here's where it fits. Four winds. And then the third trumpet, the fourth trumpet, the fifth trumpet. Now, the thing about the fifth, sixth, and seventh trumpet, you've got the woes, W-O, E. Fifth trumpet, the first woe. Sixth trumpet, the second woe. Seventh trumpet, the third woe. And the third woe opens up the seven plagues. So this is how easy it is to read and understand. Don't get all confused. Seven seals. The seventh seal opens up the seven trumpets. The seventh trumpet opens up the seven plagues. See? That simple. Chapter 16. Now, first seal, or the first plague, loss of health. Second plague, loss of food. Third plague, loss of water. Fourth plague, weather catastrophes. Fifth, epidemics. Sixth, Armageddon. Seven, world disaster. These are also known as bowls, B-O-W-L-S. Seven plagues or bowls. So you have seven seals. Christ breaks the seals. If this is a seal book, he breaks the seals that hold it. He opens it up. So you have the seven seals. The seventh seal takes you to the seven trumpets. The seven trumpets takes you to the seventh trumpet, takes you to the seven plagues or the seven bowls. That's how this thing works. Very simple. Now, chapters 1 through 5, before the tribulation. Chapter 6 through 19, verse 5, the tribulation. Chapter 19, verse 6 through 22, 21, after the tribulation. Okay, let's take a look at what we just said. Chapters 1 through 5, before the tribulation. Things that were, chapter 1. Seven churches, chapters 2 and 3. In heaven, chapters 4 and 5. All of this before the tribulation on earth happens. So this is the way you got to understand it. Chapter 1, Jesus Christ. 2 and 3, on earth, about the church. Then you go to chapters 4 and 5, you change to heaven. Very important when you read Revelation on your own, know where you are. Are you on earth or are you in heaven? It's very important. And it'll let you there, you can read to pay attention. Now, chapter 6 through 19, verse 5, the tribulation. Seals, seven. Trumpets, seals are in chapter 6. Seals are in chapter 6. Trumpets, chapters 8 and 9. Plagues are bowls, chapter 16. After the tribulation, chapters 19, verse 6, through 22, 21, after the tribulation, second advent, millennium, white throne, eternal state. Okay, another way of grasping Revelation. Let's go by chapter flow. Chapter flow. Chapter 1. Revelation of Jesus Christ. The book, by the way, the name is not Revelations. I often hear people say that. Book of Revelations. It's Revelation. Singular. Jesus Christ. So, chapter 1, Revelation of Jesus Christ. Chapters 2 and 3, the church. 4 and 5, heaven. 6 through 18, tribulation, or Daniel's 70th week. Chapter 19, second advent. Chapter 20, millennium and the last judgment. Chapter 21, verses 1 through 8, the eternal state. Chapter 21, 9 through 22, 5, the eternal Jerusalem. Chapter 22, 6 through 21, the closing of the canon of Scripture. So this, let me read through this, because this is where you're just reading through. Chapter 1, Revelation of Christ. Chapters 2 and 3, the church. Chapters 4 and 5, seen in heaven. And people did one of the most phenomenal things, this is personal, to me, in my study of the Bible, is that how God makes us privy to what goes on in heaven. Job chapter 1. Nobody in the world knows what's going on. God says, I'm going to take you there. I'm taking you into heaven in chapter 1 of Job. I'm taking you into heaven in the book of Revelation. It's just amazing that we get to go somewhere no one else knows, but the Bible tells us. So chapters 4 and 5, you're in heaven. What's going on in heaven? This book. Who can open this book? Who's qualified to break the seals of this book? The Lamb of God, who was and is. Okay? Then chapter 6 through 18, tribulation, Daniel's 70th week. Chapter 19, second advent. Chapter 20, millennium and last judgment. 21, 1 through 8, the eternal state. Chapter 21, 9 through 22, 5, the eternal Jerusalem. And then chapter 22, 6 through 21, the closing of the canon of Scripture. So any questions so far on any of this? Okay? Now, I've given you that. Now we're going to make it just a little clearer, a little more for you. So let's do this. Chapter flow. Chapter 1, revelation of the glory of Christ. Chapters 2 and 3, message to the seven churches, which is in effect message to all churches through the church age. Chapters 4 and 5, heavenly setting, opening the book. Chapter 6, the first six seals. Now, I skipped chapter 7 a while ago. What's it about? Chapter 7, the 144,000. Chapter 7, 144,000. Chapters 8 through 10, trumpets. Chapter 11, the two witnesses. Chapter 12, the contestants. Jesus Christ and the seven-headed dragon. I absolutely love Revelation 12. In one verse, you have a good description of Lucifer, the fallen serpent, and Jesus Christ. So chapter 12, the contestants. Jesus Christ and the seven-headed dragon. Chapter 13, the two beasts. The beast from the sea and the beast from the land. The beast from the land, that's the false prophet. The beast from the sea, it's the Antichrist. By the way, the word Antichrist is never used in the book of Revelation. The word Antichrist occurs only in 1 John, not in Revelation. It's a big key word. Everybody uses it. But as far as the book of Revelation, he never calls the Antichrist. Okay, chapter 12, the contestants. Chapter 13, the two beasts. Chapter 14, three angelic messages. Three angelic messages. The fall of Babylon and Armageddon. Chapters 15 and 16, the last seven plagues. See, what's confusing to a lot of people, the trumpets don't follow the seals, and then you have the trumpets, but they don't come that way in chapters. They skip around. That's why I'm doing this to help you when you come across these different things in the different chapters. So chapters 15 and 16, the last seven plagues or bowls. Chapter 17 through 18, destruction of Babylon and false religion. Destruction of Babylon is very important. The destruction of Babylon and the false religion. Chapter 19, the second coming of Christ. Chapter 20, the millennium and final judgment, the great white throne. Chapters 21 and 22, new heaven and new earth. New heaven and new earth. Now, another way of grasping the book of Revelation in your head, as you think about it, you want to think about in heaven, on earth. In heaven, on earth. Okay, let's take a flow. People on earth, chapters 2 and 3, the seven churches. In heaven, 4 and 5. The throne, the book of seven seals, and the Lamb. On earth, chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, the six seals and the 144,000. In heaven, chapter 7, verse 9 through chapter 8, verse 6, the great multitude and the seventh seal. On earth, chapter 8, verse 7 through chapter 11, verse 14, the six trumpets. In heaven, chapter 11, verse 15 through 19, the seventh trumpet. On earth, chapter 11, verse 19, earthquakes. In heaven, chapter 12, verses 1 through 12, the woman, the child, and the dragon. On earth, chapter 12, verses 13 through 13, 18, the dragon and the two beasts. Beast out of the sea, beast out of the out of land. In heaven, chapter 14, 1 through 5, the Lamb and the 144,000. On earth, chapter 14, 16 through 20, the six angels. In heaven, chapter 15, 1 through 8, the seven bowls. On earth, 16, chapter 1, 8 through 18, chapter 24, the seven bowls revealed. In heaven, chapter 19, 1 through 16, the marriage of the Lamb. That's where you and I come in. We studied that in Colossians a couple of Sundays ago. On earth, chapter 19, verse 17 through 2015, the final five bowls or plagues. People on the new earth, chapter 21, 1 through chapter 22, 5. And then the conclusion. Now, the more we go through it, I'm hoping by doing this, the more we go through it, okay, it's starting to flow. Okay, I got that. Let me just see if this is working. What is chapter 6 about? Six seals. Huh? Six seals. What's it about? Okay. Where does chapters 4 and 5 take place? In heaven. Opening of the book. Who's qualified? So, let's see if we can get a flow now. Part 1, the things which you have seen. Revelation of Christ, chapter 1. Part 2, the things which are. Message to the seven churches. Chapters 2 and 3. Part 3, the things which are to come. Okay. The heavenly throne, 4 and 5. The first six seals, chapter 6. Two companies of the redeemed. Two companies of the redeemed, chapter 7. Chapters 8 and 9, the seventh seal and the first six trumpets. Chapters 8 and 9. Next, the mighty angel and the little book. Chapter 10 is an interesting chapter. It's difficult to figure out, but once you figure it out, you understand it. The mighty angel and the little book. Chapter 10. Chapter 11, the temple of God and the seventh trumpet. Chapters 12 and 13, identification of the enemy. I know your enemy is. Chapter 14, declaration, both good and bad. Chapter 15, presentation of the last seven plagues and a song of praise. Chapter 15, presentation of the last seven plagues and a song of praise. Chapter 16, the pouring out of the seven plagues or bowls of plagues. Chapter 17, judgment of mystical Babylon. The Great Whore, chapter 17, the judgment of the Great Whore. Chapter 18, the doom of literal Babylon. The doom of literal Babylon, the great city. Chapter 19, the return of Christ. Chapter 20, the millennial age and the great white throne judgment. Chapters 21 and 22, the eternal kingdom and conclusion. Now, another fun thing about studying the book of Revelation is people get caught up in the sevens. And that stands to reason. Let's look at it. A, seven churches. Chapters 2 and 3. B, seven seals. Chapter 6 through chapter 8, verse 1. C, seven trumpets. Chapter 8, verse 2 through chapter 11, verse 19. Seven churches and then seven seals, chapter 6, verse 1 through chapter 8, verse 1. C, the seven trumpets, chapter 8, verse 2 through chapter 11, verse 19. D, the seven personages, chapter 12, verse 1 through 13, 8. The woman, 12, 1 and 2. The dragon, 12, 3 and 4. The man-child, 12, 5. The archangel, Michael, 12, 7. The remnant, 12, 17. The beast out of the sea, 13, 1 through 8. And then the beast out of the earth. 13, 11 through 18. Let me go through those again. Seven personages. Chapter 12, verse 1 through chapter 13, verse 18. The woman, that's Israel. Chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The dragon, enemy of the woman. Chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. The man-child, chapter 12, verse 5. The Archangel Michael, 12:7. The remnant, 12:17. the beast out of the sea, 13, 1 through 8. The beast out of the earth, 13, 11 through 18. Seven bowls. Chapter 15, verse 1 to 16, 21. Seven dooms. D-O-O-M-S. Seven dooms. Chapter 17, verse 1 through chapter 20, verse 18, verse 15. Seven dooms. Okay, here they are. One, ecclesiastical Babylon. Chapter 17, 1 through 18. Political Babylon. Chapter 18, 1 through 24. Antichrist and the false prophet. Chapter 19, verse 20. Next, anti-Christian nations. Chapter 19, verse 21. Gog and Magog. Chapter 20, verses 8 and 9. Satan, chapter 20, verse 10. And finally, 7, the wicked dead, chapter 20, 11 through 15. G, A, seven churches, B, seven seals, C, seven trumpets, D, seven personages, E, seven bowls, F, seven dooms. Now, G, seven new things. Chapter 21, verse 1 through chapter 22, verse 21. New heaven, 21:1. New earth, 21:1. New city, 21:9 through 23. New nations, 21:24 through 27. A new river, 22 verse 1. A new tree, 22:2. A new throne, 22:3 through 5. Okay, let's see. You know, I tell you how I feel about the seven churches. I don't want to waste our time. It's easy to read. Most Bibles even tell you, you know, churches of the Church of Ephesus, Church of Philadelphia, and so you can go through those kind of things, and you can take the messages of where they are. Now, let's see. It's got a few minutes left. What I want to spend our time looking at. Okay. Chapter 1, I think you kind of got an idea. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. Chapters 2 and 3, you got a hold of. That's the churches. Now let's take a look. The things which must come to pass. The things which must come to pass. A, events in heaven preceding the great tribulation. Events in heaven preceding the great tribulation. One, the throne of God. We actually get to walk to and see the throne of God, chapter 4, 1 through 11. Two, the Lamb and the seven seal books, chapter 5, 1 through 14. B, the great tribulation. One, the first half. 6, chapter 6, verse 1, through chapter 9, verse 21. That's the first half of the tribulation. The seal judgments, 6, 1 through 17. The 144,000 Jews and worldwide revival, chapter 7, 1 through 4, 17. The trumpet judgments, chapter 8, verse 1 through 9, 21. First half. 2, events of the middle of the tribulation. Chapter 10, verse 1 through 14:20. The middle of the tribulation. All of this. The little book. 10, 1 through 7, 1 through 11. to the tribulation temple. Chapter 11, 1 through 2. Next, the two witnesses. All this is in the middle. Chapter 11, 3 through 14. The seventh trumpet. Chapter 11, 15 through 19. Israel in the tribulation. Chapter 12, 1 through 17. The beast from the sea. Chapter 13, 10. The beast from the earth. 13, 11 through 18. Mid-tribulational announcements. Mid-trib announcements, chapter 14, 1 through 20. Mid-trib announcements. So point one, first half. Point two, events of the middle. Point three, the second half. The prelude, 15, 1 through 8. The bowl judgments, plagues, 16, 1 through 21. So by the time you get to the second half of the tribulation, the seal judgments are through, the trumpet judgments are through, the bowl judgments open, and they're disastrous. They're disastrous. Four, the two Babylons. Ecclesiastical Babylon, 17, 1 through 8. Political Babylon, 18, 1 through 24. B, the Great Tribulation. Now C, the Second Coming and the Aftermath. Prelude to the Second Coming, chapter 19, 1 through 10. Second Coming, 19, 11 through 18. The Armageddon Campaign. As much as is made out of it, one verse in Revelation. Revelation 19, 19. Antichrist and the false prophet, 19, 20. The Gentiles, 19, 21. The binding of Satan, 20, 1 through 3. D, the Messianic Kingdom. 1, the reign of Christ. 20 verse 4. The first resurrection. 20, 5 through 6. E, the aftermath. 20, 7 through 14. The last revolt at the end of the millennium. 20, 7 through 11, up through 10. The great white throne judgment. 20, 11 through 14. There is no battle at the last revolt. God just says, that's it. That's it. It's over. Okay? Now, F, the eternal order. One, the passing of the old order and the creation of the new, chapter 21, 1 through 8. The eternal Jerusalem, 21, verse 9 through 22, 5. The establishment of the city, and then the description of the city, chapter 21, 11 through 22, 5. Okay, that ought to give you enough. What I had to do, I have a work Bible at home, and I put things, I had the title of each chapter. I wrote the first thing, I wrote down the helpful outline, and then with each chapter, how it fit into everything, and what was going on in that, so that if I want to know where the six seals are, the seven seals, the plagues, the trumpets, all this stuff, I can just look at it real quick that way. And so however you want to put it together that meets your schedule is fine. Okay. Revelation 1 class. Acts chapter 1, next Wednesday night. We're going to start Acts. So, Acts chapter 1, Wednesday night. So, you know, most people, I'll be able to do chapter 1. Chapter 2, probably. But you get about chapters 5 and 6, that's where you're going to want to see how I'm going to do that. All right, let's close. Any question on Revelation? Yes?
It was a little hard to take notes. Yes, you had that... So you can email and I'll PDF it and put it on the website.
Yeah. Okay, done. All right, let's close in a word of prayer. It's so wonderful. It's so peaceful. Having read the last chapter, we know who wins. We know what's going to happen to the villains. And we're just in this watching it all work out. We praise you, Father. We praise you. Because you've opened our eyes to the future with all certainty. To us, Heavenly Father, these things have already happened. That's how assured we are. That's how peaceful we are in our souls. Oh, sometimes we get disturbed. What's happening? What's happening in America? What's happening in Israel? What's happening in the world? But then we just turn and go over this last chapter, this last book. And peace overtakes us. We don't have to figure it all out. You've already done that. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Father, for sharing this with us. In Christ's holy name, amen.